Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the Caveman, my spiritual seat of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Bubba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is also here to say hello and give her insight to you. All of you, and if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $199 per minute. Yay! That's great, this deal. And take advantage of it. But Keen also advertising on TV as well, so watch for that as well. So Keen going big. So God laughter. Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my 8 p.m. Sunday air show time, and we both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. All right. So now, Dr. Uma has some insights to share with you. Go ahead, Dr. Uma.
Take it over. Thank you, Babaji. I want to more thoughts in regards to devotion since last week. Now, I'm sure that our audience knows that many great masters have emphasized devotion as an essential ingredient of the spiritual path. Now, why is that? Well, devotion is a vital component for success in any field. You think about it. Every world-class athlete, artist, nurse, farmer who don't have a deeply felt, intense yearning to do their best possible in their field, they all have that desire to be devoted to what it is that they're passionate about. So it's devotion that motivates them to go through long hours of effort and other hardships until they can say, that's the best I could do. When they never compromise on their heart's calling to call to strive for excellence. So think about that. The most successful people are people who, you know, always give 100% of themselves in anything that they do. And that is what is going to give them that kind of life that they want. So consider. Now, devotion is a line in the sand for those who pursue success in any field. So in the spiritual arena, it's few if any can tap into the energy needed to succeed in the practice of meditation without devotion. So devotion is the yearning of the heart of the divine. If there is no desire for it, the incentive to persist in meditating will be lacking, or in any kind of spiritual practice. If it's not there, it ain't going to happen. So without devotion, you aren't likely to enjoy in meditation or any kind of spiritual path because you're not thirsty for it. You know, so thirsty is a reference to the deep yearning of the heart, which eventually draws in divine response. So once the heart is open and receptive to the feelings of peace and love and joy that flows from the spirit, you can do your spiritual practice longer because these feelings, when experienced, are very enjoyable. Now, the more you let go of material desires to pull your energy downward, the more your heart's energy is channeled in upward flow of spirit. Easier said than done, guys. Easier said than done. But I see that, you know, there's no shortcuts to this. It's just a matter of just persistently just following that path instead of the downward path. You know, I know I'm speaking from experience here. So when the heart is purified of outer attachments, you can concentrate on the divine with your entire being. I also want to add in here that if you're on this narrow road of spiritual devotion, if you deviate even a little bit, it gets super painful to go back to the spiritual path. So take it from me. The more consistent you are in staying in the spiritual path, the easier it is. So, guys, what I'm saying is give yourself the chance to be able to just stay in one thing. Even if it's boring, even if it's like, I don't want to do this, okay, do it. Because this is the only way that you can get to the finish line. Even if the finish line is 200 miles away and you're on like mile one, this is the best way for you to finish that race that you call your spiritual path. Okay. So thank you for listening. Now we're going to take your first call. All right. Let's see. We will take caller number uno. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Yes, your name for the audience, please.
Yes, my name is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. Barbie doll, yes. Go ahead. And
how are you, Baba G and Dr. Uma? Thank you.
Happy, happy. Happy merry-go-round.
Happy.
that's right. How are your puppies doing? Everything good?
They're wonderful. Thank you. They're always near
so
me when
ahead.
I'm talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Give them kisses, hugs, and tickles. Yes, from Baba G. And tell them,
I will.
Ho, 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 ho. They understand. All right. So go ahead.
Well, I enjoyed Dr. Uma's presentation.
Oh, that's very nice.
Pardon.
Thank you. Hopefully people can, you know, learn something from her experiences. You know, she's been in the
right.
spiritual path for many, many, many years. And, you know, and
coming
she's almost an antique here.
She's an antique.
Yeah.
<That's> right.
Big keeper in the closet.
That's right. They learn from an old woman like me.
Protected.
Yes.
Right. So,
well, I feel like I'm on mile one. You know, you were describing the miles. I'm on mile
that's
one.
That's good because once you are on the mile one, at least you are on the first mile. You know, not 8 mile movie. But
a first 500 feet.
First mile. Yeah, but you got to start somewhere and stick to it because incarnation after incarnation, then you get closer and closer and eventually you achieve enlightenment. But you got to start somewhere and be consistent. That's right. So go ahead and ask me your question, please. Burning question.
You bet.
Thank you.
So I've been going through the interview process on a job. And I spoke to the president last week. I think they're interested in me, and I just wanted to get your opinion on if I'll get the job and if it's a good match.
Yeah, it's a good match. They like you, and they would like to, you know, have you on their team.
Beautiful.
And they're deliberating a bit because there's somebody else, but they are impressed with you, so you'll hear from them, and they know that how enthusiastic and inspired and motivated you are. So that's very important to note coming from them, the president and the team, and you hear from them sooner or later, sometime in this month of September.
Okay.
So no worries. Everything's going to be all right. You have any other question right now? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I've got a house
mm-hmm.
for sale, and I had interested couple last week, and my
uh-huh.
realtor found them financing, but they've gone quiet.
Awesome.
Yeah, but
they
went quiet.
Yes, the quietness in this case, it's not necessarily bad or negative.
Okay.
So what it is that sometimes they start with the financing, there will be some delays that is beyond their control, so they are motivated, but their financing sometimes get delayed because of the other party who is providing the fund and loan. So you got to be patient with this. That's what it takes.
Okay.
Real estate, selling, and buying is can be quick, but, you know, sometimes buying due to getting loans may take a little bit time, but
okay.
Your patience is necessary. Everything's going to be just fine and dandy. Just be
okay.
patient, because your realtor knows how to do things, how to take steps properly and wisely and timely. So
okay.
you can just be at peace and relax and enjoy life while the house is being sold. Sometime in this year, they're going to take possession and your house will be sold and you come up with some large sum of money and everything going to be fine and dandy. You have, I give you one more question right now. Go ahead.
Yes. Do you see any other persons buying it other than this couple, or is it is this the couple to buy it?
This couple has a great potential to buy it if you're patient, but there will be somebody else coming also in the game.
Okay.
And then there would be, because then it would be better because, you know, you have two options and your realtor is going to be playing them against each other and all that. So, but your realtor has some potentially will, you know, get this house sold to a potential buyer with money who can
Beautiful.
Put their foot in the mouth, so to speak, and, you know, and cash talks and BS walks. That's what the Americans say. So he has every intention, your realtor, to sell it to the potential buyer. And I believe that is going to be the case. And so things are just going to line up for you on that level.
Beautiful.
And there is no need also, I see in your thoughts, that you might want to go to that very town and state. I reckon it's
mm-hmm.
the United States, but you don't need to. Everything is under care and protection of your realtor and observation
okay.
and guarding. So
okay.
you don't need to be worried about it. So neighbors are there in watchful eyes. So things are going to just come to fruition in its own, you know, timing. So be at
okay.
peace and Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Things, so thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
for
you.
Being on the line. And I wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And laugh more, remember.